Welcome to the Electric Spirit Podcast, where we dive into all things metaphysical and fun. Here's your host, psychic medium, Jamie Lynn.
Hi, I'm psychic medium Jamie Lynn, and welcome to the Electric Spirit Podcast. Today, we welcome to the show Sylvie Sterling. And Sylvie's extraordinary journey began in the film industry, and then she became a spiritual ambassador for cats. And in 2016, Sylvie's awakening unfolded unexpectedly through a message channeled by a cat named Mystique. And Mystique revealed her cosmic connection and mission to humanity's perception of cats. Since then, Sylvie has dedicated herself to bridging the gap between felines and humans, offering intuitive readings and insights to thousands worldwide. Join us as we delve into Sylvie's story and the transformative power of recognizing the profound bond between humans, cats, and the cosmos. And welcome to the show, Sylvie.
Hi, thanks for having me. Hi, so good to be here.
Definitely. Thank you. And could you please tell the audience about yourself and the services you offer?
Yes, sure. So you already did a beautiful introduction. So what else is there for me to say? So I always want to stress the fact that I'm all about purpose. Everything I talk about, everything I teach is about how cats come to us with a beautiful life purpose. And how their purpose has to do with our purpose. So they come into our lives to help us find and follow our purpose. And that's really at the heart of everything that I teach. I do this with classes, with workshops. I write books. I speak on stages or on podcasts. And everything is just infused with that message. Your cat is in your life for a reason. And your cat is in your life to help you find your purpose, follow your purpose, and become the best version of yourself.
Like, how do you help with cats and like a spiritual awakening? How is that connected?
Mm-hmm. So the beautiful thing is the universe always sends the right cat to us when it's time for us to awaken, when it's time for us to start that journey. The cat will show up miraculously in our life. And just they help us in different ways. Every cat has a special purpose for their human, so a special way to help them awaken. But I'll just give you one or two examples because I think it's easier with an example. So, for instance, if somebody's supposed to be a healer, but the person is doing something completely different and hasn't woken up yet to you know, his second career as a healer, most likely that person will get, or the person might get a cat in his life who has all these issues, emotional issues, physical issues. And then the person will be forced to find solutions to help their cat. And that will bring him on their healing path because maybe the vet says, I can help the cat. I don't know what's wrong. And then the person starts to dabble with healing, energy healing, or alternative, you know, any kind of healing modalities. And then that cat basically leads them on their path and they find out, oh my God, I'm a natural healer. I love doing this. And their cat helped them to get on that path. So that's one example.
I like that.
And there's many other, all these people who came to me over the years and they wanted me to help their cat. I worked as a cat psychologist in the beginning before this whole spiritual thing started to open up for me. And people came to me and they said, I just want to have a happy cat. My cat's not happy. My cat's restless. My cat's aggressive, hissing, growling. My cat's hiding under the bed all the time. And they didn't understand what it was about. And then I talked to the cat and they said, I'm fine. It's my human who's not aligned. My human is not happy. My human is hissing and growling at the world because they're angry at something. My human is hiding from the world and not going out and shine their light. My human is restless because he's stuck in a job he hates. And then that, when I tell that to people, then the light bulb goes off in their heads and say, oh my God, yeah, that's right. I am stuck in a job that I hate. And then that sets them on their spiritual path. They start to explore, what is it that I want? What is it that I need to do? And that's how their cats spark their awakening.
Oh, that's interesting. So cats are pretty intuitive.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. And your
cats, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the cats show me they are always connected to that. They call it the sea of consciousness. You can call it source consciousness or universal wisdom or that universal cloud where all the wisdom of the universe is stored. So they are always connected. And that's the source we go to when you're a medium, right? You're a psychic.
Yes.
You're intuitive. So that's what we tap into when we do readings for people, when we do intuitive, you know, anything, when we're doing psychic readings or anything, we tap into that cloud of consciousness and we pull information out for the person. And the cats are always connected. They are not here like we are. They're not as brainy as we are. They are always connected. So that's why they're so intuitive and they know what we need before we know it.
Yeah.
So they're all like little psychic mediums.
Yeah, I love that. And as a cat whisperer, and is it Laren Ambassador?
Yes.
Laren, am I pronouncing it right? Okay. You've had the opportunity to communicate with thousands of cats worldwide. And what common themes or messages have emerged from these interactions regarding the relationship between cats and humans and their shared purpose?
I love that question. So one of the things that always comes out is that the cats want to inspire us to be ourselves. And that's something we have unlearned because we are so imprinted from society and from what we think we should do and what people expect from us, what our coworkers expect, our bosses, our spouses, our, you know, what the world expects from us. And we have unlearned to be ourselves. And the cats are here to teach us to be ourselves. Because when you look at cats, they are the most unapologetic beings out there in the world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a dog will try to please you. We try to please others. Mm-hmm. A cat will not try to please you. A cat stands in their power. A cat is exact. They're unapologetic about who they are. They will knock something over and then say, you know, so what? A dog will be, oh my God, I knocked something over. My person will be upset. And the cat just sits here and says, well, that's me. I knocked it over. I'm inquisitive, you know, so what? And it doesn't mean that they want to tell us to behave, you know, misbehave, but they just want to teach us to stand in our power, be who we are, be who we're supposed to be, not bend to rules or regulations, just stand in our power. And that's what the cats are here to teach us.
I love that. And what are the 10 cat archetypes?
So I've spoken to so many cats and I explored their purpose. What is it that they do for us? And I kind of over time, I put it together in categories and I found these 10 categories that just fit everybody so nicely. And it's the categories of cat purposes. So there are, and that is descriptive of what their main life purpose is. Cats have a purpose like we do, and we are, you know, we are healers, we're architects, all the things that we are. So the cats are, many of them, they are lovers, they are joy bringers, those are very obvious. But then there's cats that are healers, there's cats that are energy workers, and that's what they do. They transmute the energies around you. There's cats that are teachers. They're here to teach us something about life, about ourselves, about what not to do, about who to be. There are cats that are star seeds. That just basically describes what it is that they do for us and what they're in our lives for and what their career is over time.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's interesting. And how are cats related to the Laren star race?
They are cats. The cat blueprint comes from the Laren star system. So cats are seeded here from Lyra. They are, and my guides tell me the cats are a reminder of who we truly are, because we are also seeded here from Lyra. All the humans have the feline blueprint in them. So I know we also have DNA from other star nations, but my guides and the Lyrens always say that they are the ones that seeded the most in humans. And when you look at the human genome, we actually have 90% cat DNA, or our DNA is actually 90% identical with cats. And the cats, and this is a little known fact, the cats are our closest relative, really. I mean, physiologically, or let's say genetically, they're our closest relative right after the monkeys. And most people know we share DNA with the monkeys. We share about between 90 and 98% DNA with monkeys, and only 2% are different from chimpanzees, really. But then after that, 90% of our DNA is identical with cats. So they are our closest relative when it comes to the genome. And also in personality, in antiques, in mentality, they are so close to us. And many people say cats are like little humans, right? I mean, they will do whatever they want to do. They will not, they are not bound by some kind of alpha order or something like other animals that they have. They live in flocks or in herds, or they need that alpha animal in, you know, in a pack.
Yeah.
And cats are like humans. They have free will. They live completely free, you know, they according to their own rules. They are individuals just like us. So the cats are really closest to us in not only in genome, but also in personality and mentality and in how they see the world.
And
we all come from Lyra. So going back to your question, we all come from Lyra, and the cats are here to remind us who we are.
I see. Okay. I like that. That's really interesting. Cats are very fascinating. I think, you know, they're mysterious.
Yes. Yes, you know, they are.
I like that. How do you know if you're a Lyran starseed?
Well, everything we talk about today will deeply resonate with you. So for those viewers and listeners who see this now, if what I say resonates with you, then likely you are a Lyran starseed. Typically, starseeds, they feel that they don't fit in. They're different. They don't understand humans a lot of times. They find, and they do this growing up, and they don't understand why they're different, why they can't relate to humans. They usually, Lyran starseeds usually have this bond with cats, and they can explain it, why they have this fascination with cats, why they have this draw to cats, and why they feel so close to cats. Many of my clients tell me that they see lions in their dreams. They see white lions appear in their dreams or their meditations. That's usually a sign that your star family is trying to connect with you, the lions.
Okay.
And you have this fascination. You look up to the stars and you wonder where you come from. And you just have this fascination. And usually people feel drawn to what I teach. So a lot of Lyrans feel drawn to my work. And it's part of my purpose also to actually awaken Lyran starseeds to who they truly are.
Oh, beautiful. So you maybe bring the community together, the human community.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's nice.
Community,
yeah.
To connect. Because when the starseed communities, when the starseed souls connect, they have a special frequency. Every starseed family soul group has a special frequency.
Yeah.
That they vibrate on. And when the starseed frequencies connect, or when people awaken to their Lyran starseedness, and I'm just taking this as an example, then they get activated in their frequency. And the more people wake up, my guides show it to me like a chain of Christmas lights going on around the world. There's one light and the next and the next and the next. And then all of a sudden this, you know, chain of light comes on and we're vibrating on our frequency. And we bring that into the ascension process or the awakening process on planet Earth. So everybody needs to awaken to their starseed mission. If you're Sirian or Lyran or Pleiadian or whatever you are, you need to connect to your starseedness so you can activate your frequency. And all these frequencies are needed to bring this, you know, this earth experience or what we're going through right now, this awakening to fruition.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's wonderful that we can all get together to do that. So and how do you find out what your starseed mission is?
I find that usually people have a pretty good idea. When you hone in on your purpose, your life, and just to clarify, there is your life purpose and your soul mission. And the life purpose is typically something that you have for this lifetime. Before you came into this new incarnation, you kind of set the purpose for yourself, and that's the purpose for that lifetime. So that's something you can do and achieve in one lifetime. And your soul mission or the starseed mission is bigger and spans over several lifetimes, or it has to do with a group of people doing the same thing. So it's kind of connected. It's, you know, it'd be rare if you're doing one thing in your lifetime and your soul mission is completely different. So it's kind of connected.
Yeah.
And the way you find it is you connect to your star family. You're calling your star family. And anybody can do it. And chances are they're already waiting for you to make contact. And you can do that by going into your meditation or whatever ritual you have to dip in. And the way you call in your spirit guides or source or God or whatever higher power you're talking to, the same way you can call in your star family. And if you're ready to awaken, then they will be there for you and they will come in. So anybody can do it. And then you ask them about your mission.
Okay. And you can do that through meditation, or maybe they come to you in dreams, or...
Yes, they come to you in dreams. They can come to you in channeling, like they did for me. They came through a channeling through a cat when I did not expect it. I just thought the cat tried to talk to me. So I tuned into the cat. I had the feeling that my sister-in-law's cat, suddenly she sat next to me and she looked at me and she stared at me. And I had no idea what was going on. At the time, I wasn't even good yet at animal communication. I was just getting started.
And
that cat just seemed to want to say something. So I tuned in. I said, well, let's see what the cat has to say, right? And I tuned in and I thought the cat wanted to tell me something, but the channeling came through from the Lyrens, from my star family. And they introduced themselves. They said, there are the lion beings, there are the Lyrens, and I'm one of them and I need to wake up. And it was completely unexpected. So it can come from any unexpected source. It can be your cat channeling something for you.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. That's a cool experience you had. Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. And do cats reincarnate and come back to us?
Yes, they do, more often than we think.
Okay.
So they come back. They can come back in our lifetime. They can come back throughout our lives. They can come back once. They can come back 10 times. Many of my clients, I see that their cats have been following them throughout the lifetimes. They've been with them in a former life, and there was unresolved stuff that the cat was helping them carry at the time. And then they come back to help them resolve it. So if you feel that your cat that you have now behaves like the cat, say the cat from your childhood, and has the same antiques or looks the same, or it feels the same way when you hold the cat, or they have the same behavior, you know, mannerisms or something, if you feel that strongly, then chances are it is the cat from your childhood. So just feel it. You'll know it.
Okay. And could it be years after they come back, or it doesn't have to be just a few years? Could it be more than 10, or?
It can be anything. I've seen anything. I've seen cats who came from former lifetimes for the first time in this lifetime now. Huh. I had a cat who came to me 3 times already. And she's just so connected with me, my cat, Lisa. I'm waiting for her to come back now. She has told me or shown me that she will be back. So I'm just, you know, I'm just in anticipation of when she will find her way back. And we can ask for them to come back.
Okay.
We can ask our guides. We can ask our higher self and the cat to please come back. But it's not always up to our human selves to determine that. We can ask for them to come back, and can be 1 year, it can be 10 years.
Okay. I just wondered, my daughter had a cat she was really, really close to, and she passed away 10 years ago. But, you know, my daughter's been busy with other things in her life. So I'm hoping she'll come back to her, because they were soulmates and she still misses her so much, you know. So that's good to know they can come back 10 years later.
Yes, they can. Yeah. So she can ask to come back. She can ask her guides when she's in the meditation. She can ask for the cat to come back soon.
Okay.
But no, they can also come back as dogs sometimes.
Oh, wow. So
if you have a dog, cats, in my experience, a cat soul is a cat soul is a cat soul, and a dog soul is a dog soul.
Yeah.
But they can cross over species when when, for instance, in that lifetime, you can't have a cat for whatever reason. Your cat wants to come back or is bound to come back for you, but you have a cat allergy or you have, I don't know, certain living conditions where you can't have a cat, then in that case, they can come to you as a dog.
Oh, and, interesting.
Yeah. And that dog will probably behave like a cat in many ways, but they come back and vice versa. Dogs can come as cats and the other way around.
Yeah, it's interesting. My dog passed away 3 weeks ago. She was 16 and a half.
Mm.
And yeah. And it was interesting. We have these cameras and 2 days in a row at the same time each day, there was a cat and it walked across our path. The camera caught it. So I don't know if that's a message from my dog that passed, or it's just kind of interesting that the cat was walking the same way 2 days in a row. And I know the camera was different because there were different things in the street and stuff. So it wasn't the same clip.
So what they do sometimes, and I feel this is what's probably been happening, what they do sometimes is after they pass away, they're still very close around us.
Okay.
And then we miss them physically. I mean, they are, you know, they're still them. They're just in a different dimension. They're just not in a body anymore. But they know we miss them so dearly in the physical. And what they can do is that their soul can kind of go piggyback on into another animal. So it could be that your dog's soul kind of, you know, took a piggyback ride on that in that cat. They can virtually kind of merge with that cat, and your dog's soul comes through in the cat's body. They can carry another soul for a while for us, and that's how they give us messages.
Yeah.
How we can feel them close still to us. We can physically still feel them when they come through another animal to us.
Wow. Yeah, because I felt that there was something different about that experience. It wasn't just a cat crossing the path two times the same time, 2 days in a row. So very interesting. Yeah. And cats are star seeds too, as you mentioned. And where do they come from?
So originally all cats come from Lyra, but that being said, there are souls. I mean, all our souls kind of come from the same place. It's just where we incarnate first. That's what I find in my channelings and in my sessions with people. And but I do many sessions with readings with people as well. So we feel at home where we first incarnate into a physical body.
Okay.
So cats can come, the cats here in the here and the now, they can come from Sirius, they can be Pleiadian star seeds, they can be Orion star seeds, they can be Lyran star seeds, they can be Arcturian star seeds, all the places that people come from, you know, human star seeds come from. The cats come from those places too. And I find that usually we get the cats in our lives that are of our own star family. So if somebody's supposed to awaken, and people are not just one or the other. It's not everybody is just a Lyran starseed or just a Sirian. Some people are, but some people they lived in Sirius, they lived in the Pleiades, and they have different starseed aspects in them.
Yeah.
And then usually they will get a cat that is either Pleiadian, and that means they're strengthening the Pleiadian side of that person, or they get an Arcturian cat and the cat awakens them to their Arcturian side. They attune us to our starseed family and to our starseed frequency.
Yeah. I know when I got my cat a long, long time ago, that's when I started to learn Reiki and really got into all this stuff like a long, long time ago. It's kind of amazing. Yeah. And
Kat was likely a healer and an energy worker for you and holding the frequencies around you and helping you attune to your healer frequencies.
Interesting. Yeah. And also, I just have a question. What happens when cats get around each other? I mean, to me, it feels really magical when you see like 10 cats together. It just seems like the energy seems really amazing. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. It's so funny. They get together. Sometimes they can channel together, or they're upholding the frequencies. What I get from feral cat colonies, you know, street cat colonies, they have a beautiful purpose. They are cleansing the area. They're raising the frequency of the area where they live in as a colony, because they're so strong. And they're attuning, they're cleaning, cleansing energies in that area. And they're uplifting that area for the humans that live there. So it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And because you said 10 cats getting together, that happened two or three times. It was so funny when in a cat reading, the cat was saying, there was actually one of my students, she did that cat reading, and because I teach animal communication and everything that I do. And she got the message that the cat said, they have a cat council. They get together in a cat council. And she asked, what do you discuss? And he said, we discuss cat stuff. We have a cat council. And we were so, and that was in a class that I, and that was so funny. We were all laughing about the cat council, right?
Yeah.
And then we afterwards asked the cats, the person whose cat it was. And then, a couple of weeks later, she said, you know, we keep seeing our cats hanging out there by the barn. And there's like 10, 20 cats, or, you know, 5, 10 cats of the neighborhood. And they sit together in the barn or next to the barn. And yeah. We said, oh my God, that's a cat council. We knew nothing about that. We just heard them speak about the cat council and discussing cat matters. And then the person whose cat it is confirmed and said, yeah, they always gather 5, 10 cats from the neighborhood. They sit together once a week.
Wow, that's neat.
Cat councils.
Oh, my goodness. That's really interesting. I've also heard there's a cat I heard that lives in a nursing home. And when the cat will go into the person's room when they're about to pass away. Mm-hmm. So they can even sense that kind of stuff. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So I feel that cat's task is to help people cross over. So they're a special empath, healer, energy worker cat, and they help people's spirits crossing over, and they give them comfort in their last moments, and they sit with them, and they literally help carry the spirit over. And it's beautiful. And I heard about the nursing home. I think it's in England. And they said that the staff notifies the people's relatives when the cat starts to sit with that person in the room for a day or two or something. Then the staff knows to notify the relatives, and they're saying, we think that your husband, or, you know, your relative is about to cross over. They trust that cat.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. And one time I knew a cat at a cemetery. Where I lived, there was a cemetery close by, and I would cross the cemetery a lot to get to, you know, to the other side of town. So I would walk there, and I always saw a cat walking through the cemetery, and I knew it was not of the neighborhood because I knew the neighbor's cats, and I just kept seeing that cat, and he was always talking to people. So I saw people petting the cat, or the cat was walking next to them in the cemetery. So I was curious, and I tuned into the cat, and I said, do you have a home? Are you a stray cat? And he said, no, I have a home. And I said, what do you do? And he says, I help people with grief.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
You do that. And he said, he just, you know, those people who need company, he will sit with them. He will walk with them. Those people who need holding or touching, he will let them hold him and touch him. And that was his life purpose. He helped people with grief. And he basically, his work, his job, he would go home in the evening, but his job was to be in the cemetery for hours on end and help people with grief. And it was just the most magical thing that I've ever heard. So it's beautiful.
That's incredible. And I told some listeners that I was going to have a cat person on, and they said, can we ask a question? This is kind of maybe silly, but they wondered, if are black cats really bad luck?
No. They just carry a lot of karma. They carry a lot of karma. They carry the karmic imprint of black cats for so many decades or centuries. They've been stigmatized, and they carry that imprint, and they carry karmic patterns. And it's time to clear that all. So whenever I work with black cats, I always clear their karmic imprints, because it's time to let all that go. Yeah. So they're not bad luck at all. They're very strong. Usually, they are usually a lot of times they're protectors. There's one of my archetypes is the protector. They're protector of energies. And they're very, very strong cats. They're very magical cats. But no bad luck at all. On the contrary, they're magical, wonderful cats.
Yeah. I used to have a black cat. She was the sweetest cat. And maybe the listeners don't know, but black's supposed to ward off negativity if you wear it, or it's, and I even have black tourmaline stones. So it's good to repel negative energy. So
too,
yeah.
Right? And we both wear black when we work.
Yeah,
right?
I do. I have a black shirt on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it goes along with the cats, the black cats being protectors a lot.
Interesting.
They protect our energies.
Yeah. And you have live intuitive readings, and they offer insights into the connection between a cat's behavior and their human companion's unresolved topics or karmic imprints. Can you elaborate on how the understanding of this connection can lead to healing and spiritual growth for both parties?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what I find a lot is that our cats will be our mirrors. They will reflect our unresolved topics, like, you know, anything back to us, anything we have not resolved yet. So an example, I was finding it works best with an example. So a lot of people come to me and they say, or let's say somebody comes to me and says, my cat has trust issues. The cat doesn't want to be petted or touched. I've had the cat for half a year now and the cat still doesn't trust me. And I don't know what to do because I love this cat, but I just can't touch her. She doesn't want it. She doesn't like it. She shies away from my hand. What do I do? So that's typical when I kind of tune in. And then I ask the person, so how about you? Do you have trust issues? Do you not trust the universe? And that's usually when I go, oh my God, you're right. I don't trust life. I don't trust universe. I don't trust people, you know? And the cat literally reflects it back at them, that literally they don't want anybody to touch him or to get close to them, let's say. I mean, it doesn't have to be physical touch, but the cat represents their own unresolved topic that they won't let anyone get close to them. They will not trust anyone. They will not trust the hand that feeds them, literally. So the beautiful thing is, once you make the connection, now you can start with your healing process. You can start your healing journey. And the beautiful thing is that you can learn it. I always say, take your cat as your learning buddy, your sparring partner, right? And you can learn to trust together with your cat. And the more you catch yourself in the act, when you see the cat shying away from your hand, tune in, okay, where did I just shy away from somebody offering me help, right?
Yeah.
You can learn together with your cat. And the more you work through your issues, the more the cat will trust you. And then your cat is your guide, your barometer, where your cat will show you your level of trust that you have gained in the meantime.
I see. Oh, wow.
Or I have another example, and that one's quite common. That's why I would love to give that example. That's so common. People come to me and they say, my cats are fighting. My cats are not getting along anymore. They used to get along. Now they start to fight, and I don't know why, and they can't stand each other. They're hissing and growling. Oh my God, what do I do? Because it's so right. That hurts us when our cats don't get along.
Yeah.
So then in 95% of the cases, when I speak to the cats say, we're fine. It's our humans that are fighting. Our humans are not getting along. Our humans are hissing and growling at each other. Our humans have lost that loving feeling for each other. And it happens because in our human lives, we go through stuff, right? And we have all this outward world going crazy. So we start to fight with our partners without noticing it. And we're slipping into this relationship where we hiss and growl at each other, where we avoid each other in the house, right?
Yeah.
It's human. It happens because and we don't notice how we're drifting apart. And then the cats, it's so beautiful. They will literally be the bad guys and they will act out. And they literally, I've had cats saying, we're just, you know, just this is how you treat each other. Look at us. We're hissing and growling. That's what you do. You avoid each other. We you know, just please realize what you're doing and find that loving feeling for each other again. And the cats are begging their humans sometimes. They say, please, you know, go back to a level of respect. Understand, realize that, you know, you've drifted apart, but it's not too late. You can still make up. And then I've literally saved marriages, which is, you know, it's not what I set out to do, but I've saved relationships because the cats saved relationships. And then they could see when the humans start to make amends and realize how they were behaving and making steps to, you know, mend their relationship. the cats would stop fighting. And it's beautiful. And you will see at the level of whatever your cat's doing, look into yourself. And that's your guidance.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. Oh, and finally, well, one of my last questions, but I also have to ask, I want to ask you one more thing after this, if that's okay. But one of my last questions is, what advice would you offer to individuals who feel a deep connection with their cats or a sense of a greater spiritual purpose, but may be unsure of how to explore or embrace it fully?
Mm-hmm. Just feel into your cat and feel into yourself. What is the cat here to show you? Which areas does the cat show you? Does the cat show you, as I said, skittishness, not trusting? Yeah. Does the cat show you fighting? Does the cat show you, does the cat try to teach you something? Does the cat try to keep doing a behavior that maybe you're doing? So just feel into your cat. Whatever you feel is, say, wrong with, mm-hmm. Wrong with your cat, that's what's wrong with you. Your cat is showing you where you are not aligned, where you're not aligned with your soul path and your purpose, and just follow your cat's guidance. It's sort of like breadcrumbs sometimes. But your cat is your barometer, your cat is your guide. The happier your cat is, the happier, you are. When your cat is not aligned, then you know there's something that you need to pursue. Or, what does your cat show you? Does your cat need healing? Then most likely you need to become a healer or dabble with the healing arts. Does your cat need, are you trying to understand your cat? Maybe you're supposed to be an animal communicator. Whatever it is that you need to do, your cat will show you. Just feel in. That's my advice. Feel in, tune in. Whatever you think is wrong with your cat is usually within you.
I see. Okay. That makes sense. I like that. And there was another question. What's if someone wanted to book a session with you, would they just go to your website or?
They can go to sonysterling.com/shop. That's where my current offers are.
Okay.
I don't really do private sessions at all anymore. I mean, I open my calendar and I'm so booked out right now that I don't know where to start. But I do have, every once in a while, I open for private sessions.
Okay.
So go to my website and put yourself on the waiting list. But I have group sessions. I have a free webinar every month where I also do intuitive readings where I channel the Cat Collective. I have classes pre-recorded. I have free content. I have, classes, programs, mm-hmm. I have books. So just go to my website /shop. And that's where my current offers are. And if you're lucky, then you'll find that slot for the private sessions. I do it every once in a while, but not all the time.
But I feel like, that people would be interested in your classes because I did see that and your everything you offer. It's very interesting. I didn't know if you wanted to add anything before we go or...
Just stand in your power, be who you are, don't hold back, don't do what people expect from you or what you think society expects from you. Take your cat as an example of standing in your power and being who you truly are. And align yourself with your purpose because that's what the cats do. The cats, they live a life of love and joy and purpose. And they stand in their power and they are who they are. And that's what they want to teach us. Live a life in love and joy and purpose and just be who you are.
Wonderful. And then people can find you on social media. Is it just your name?
Yes, it's okay. Sylvie Sterling, Sylvie the Cat Whisperer. Your cat is your guide. I'm on Facebook mainly.
Okay.
Not on the other channels right now. Facebook, I'm about to have a YouTube channel. So just Google me. You'll find
Google money. You. Okay. I just thought I'd ask because I know on Apple, I can put that in the show notes, but I don't know if it transfers to Spotify or iHeartMusic. So they don't know where they're listening to it. So just so
it's
they have
Facebook,
it. Yeah. Okay. Facebook. That's great. I really wanted to thank you for being here today. I thought this was remarkable.
And thank you. It was a pleasure being here. So nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I have a lot of clients that have cats. So, and hopefully the people that find it would love this episode because cats are fascinating. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You.
Thank you for listening to the Electric Spirit Podcast with your host, psychic medium, Jamie Lynn. find us on Instagram at Electric Spirit Podcast. Be sure to join us next time. Recharging your energy, recharging your magic, recharging your spirit. Until then, ciao.